This is Eastside Radio.
Hi everyone, my name is Anna and I use they them pronouns.
And my name's In and I also use they them pronouns.
And welcome to Plus, our podcast.
Yeah, so as Anna mentioned, our podcast is called Plus. The Plus stands for the Plus in LGBTQ+, which is the initialism or term used to describe what might also be called the queer community or the LGBTQ+ community.
Yeah, definitely. So for our podcast titled Plus, we wanted to highlight the plus because not everybody fits into those like five categories of lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, or queer or questioning. So we just wanted to highlight all of the experiences and different, you know, aspects of being LGBTQ+ that aren't necessarily talked about. And we just want to make sure that, you know, that we're like a very welcoming space for people in the community or allies or just anybody who can benefit.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, I think something important that inspired us to do this podcast is that we both fall into the plus. Anna and I are both non-binary. You know, we mentioned we use they them pronouns at the beginning. So yeah, I think that the experiences of people in all parts of the LGBTQ+ community are really important to us. And that's what we want to talk about.
Yeah, definitely. So, yes, we can get started.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so introducing the topic.
Yes, so what does it mean to be LGBTQ+? I think it honestly means different things to every person. It is, like, very individualized. I think the first thing to me that comes into my mind is just being unique and being apart from the binary, or, like, my non-binary identity. And I think it's just very, like, I don't know, it's just very authentic and just, you know, me being allowed to be my authentic self, not being tied down by anything, being free with, like, how I want to express myself, how I want to identify. It's just, like, very liberating is what I'd say. What about you, Aiden?
Yeah, definitely. I was thinking of the word freeing, so very similar to what you were thinking. And also just the word open. I think the question is a very open question because it's a very open community.
Yeah.
I mean, I think by its nature, like, the LGBTQ+ community is very open. Not only to, like, people of all genders and sexualities, which obviously was what the community is made up of, but also of different groups, which is something with, you know, the plus, where we're talking about there being so many different groups that, you know, we can't even have a letter for every single one. The plus really means that everyone is welcome.
Yeah, for sure. I think, like, also just the significance of the plus is that, you know, for any gender or any sexuality, it's not exclusive to only, like, you know, sexuality or even, like, one type of sexuality. It's for anyone and anybody who feels like they are part of the community, they can find a community here with us.
Yeah, and I think our podcast will represent that in multiple ways. I think plus will almost have, like, a double meaning, where it's the plus of the LGBTQ+ community, but it's also the plus of sort of the issues and topics within that community. We're not gonna just talk about sort of the basic surface level topics, which is kind of what we're doing today. Today we're just trying to introduce sort of the basics of what this is about and everything like that. But we're gonna really go deep on lots of different subjects and kind of represent the plus of, like, what are all the different things you might not think of, or the different experiences, challenges, joys, all these different things that are part of being LGBTQ+, are part of supporting people who are LGBTQ+, all these things that revolve around the community.
Yeah, for sure. I think, like, off the top of my head, I can probably think of, like, 20 random things that are just challenging for me and other non-binary people that, you know, most, like, cisgender people would have no idea even existed. Just, like, you know, simple things that we have to do during our day-to-day lives, like, I don't know, like, choosing which bathroom to use, or different things like shopping for clothes.
Yeah, and I mean, there are so many different experiences for different people, you know. The things that Anna just listed might be the experiences of one non-binary person, definitely many non-binary people, for me too. But another non-binary person might have totally different experiences. They might you know, not be able to make that choice of which bathroom to use at all, because they have no choice but to use the bathroom that is associated with their, like, assigned sex. Mm-hmm. Other non-binary people might not encounter that issue whatsoever. They have totally free access to gender-neutral bathrooms. There's such a wide spectrum of experiences for people in this community that includes a wide spectrum of backgrounds. And this podcast is for all those people. We want it to be really open and welcoming to everyone. We're going to try to highlight as many different perspectives as we can, you know, having guests if we can, talking about different issues from different perspectives. Yeah.
Yeah, I think, like, from our two perspectives with me and Aiden, I think we both have, like, differing perspectives, but also a lot of similarities. And I think a lot of other people, like other viewers or listeners, can relate to, but then also different things that they can add to the podcast and that they can, you know, inform us about or just give us feedback on.
Yeah, we definitely want to hear your feedback as mm-hmm. this podcast goes yeah. forward. You can reach out to us on Instagram, the Eastside Instagram, or our personal ones. You can reach out on Eastside Online. We really want to hear from you, topic ideas, episode ideas, any feedback you want to give us.
Yeah, definitely. Would you like to go into the next topic?
Yeah, I think we have one more topic for today, and then we'll wrap up. So, yeah, let's talk about it.
Awesome. So, our next topic is the experiences of LGBTQ people, whether they're, like, the obvious bad ones, like, experiences with discrimination, or just, like, things that you hear about on the news, or other good things, too. Like, I don't know, like, attending your first Pride, which Anne and I both had the privilege of doing this past year. Just very, like, new good emotions that come with being LGBTQ+ too. I think that's a very special thing to me and for you too.
Yeah, definitely. I totally agree. And I think a lot of this podcast is going to be talking about different kinds of experiences that LGBTQ+ mm-hmm. people have. Again, you know, the bad ones that we might hear about a lot, and bad ones that we might not hear about as much. I think that's going to be a big theme of this podcast, finding sort of deeper issues, things that might not be on the surface level, both good and bad. There might be, like, things that bring gender euphoria to people that you might not have never thought of. There might also be things that are super challenging for people in the community that you also might never have thought of, and we're going to try and dive into all those experiences.
Yeah, I think this will be, like, a very, or hopefully it will be very impactful to our listeners, whoever is LGBTQ+ or not, just, you know, to, like, get a deeper understanding of what it's like to be LGBTQ+, how to be a good ally, just how to, like, you know, deal with it on your own, like, many different aspects and things that you can take away from the podcast.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, should we wrap up here?
I guess so.
I guess so. So I think we're definitely excited to bring you as much as we can in future episodes. For this one, we did want to keep it short, kind of just a brief intro, so we will wrap up. But as Anna was just saying, we really hope you learned something here today. We just really hope you took something away from it.
Yeah, definitely. We really hope you'll join us back for more episodes, because we have so, so, so many good ideas, and we can't wait to share them all with you.
Yeah, so stay tuned and see you next time. Thanks so much for listening.